Good morning. We're skipping to Siman Chav Zayin, but before I do that, I just want to talk about one common case which we have about some of these issues. A person is traveling. A person is traveling, and he has to relieve himself. So, what can he do in regards to taking tefillin into the bathroom with him? It's not safe to leave his tefillin outside. So, the Chayodim, in Siman Chav Vav. Says a person is traveling, he doesn't have a place to put his tefillin down safely, and he needs to relieve himself. So a person can put the tefillin inside of his garment in such a way that they're going to be covered, and but in a way he's not worried about them falling. Going back to what we said before, if a person has the tefillin in some type of a container, so the containers which we have, which are made for the tefillin, i.e. the velvet pouch and even the plastic which goes around that, and possibly even the talus bag also, because it is made in this respect, it's made for the tefillin, would not count as a kisui over the tefillin. But a person has them in a bag, a person has them in a briefcase, so that's going to be mutter. And even we mentioned before, there's a requirement of a tefach. Mishabur says that halacha of a tefach is referring to the case which we had before of the tefillin falling, and we're saying the container which is made to house the tefillin itself, the Gros says that it requires a shear of a tefach. Mishmur points out, if we're talking about something which is not made for the tefillin itself, a person has an outer bag or something of that sort, even if it doesn't have the tefach by tefach by tefach inside, so that would be considered a covering over the tefillin, and that would be allow the person to take the tefillin to the Beis HaKisei while he's traveling and not be concerned about how he can, what to do with the tefillin. Okay, Tzimun Chav Zayin, the Chayodim deals with the appropriate kavanah a person has to have when he puts on the tefillin. We mentioned this before by tzitzis, that the Torah says three places the word leman in order that. So by tefillin, by tzitzis, it's leman tizkenu, where tzitzis as a reminder for the mitzvahs. By sukkah leman yedudor v'seichem, by tefillin it says leman tiyatoros Hashem v'ficha. In order that the words of Hashem, the lessons of Hashem, should be beficha. Tefillin are there to give you, to put certain lessons of tefillin into your mouth. The words of the Torah into your mouth. So what words of Torah? So we could understand it in one way. It's referring to all of the words of the Torah. The tefillin act as a person wears tefillin. They use to wear tefillin the whole day. As a constant prodding message, lesson that a person should absorb the words of Torah and learn Torah, etc. But Chazal understood this a little bit differently, that the Mantia Torah Hashem Beficha is referring to the Torah of the Parshiyos which are written in the Tefillin. There are certain lessons and certain messages, certain main points of the sections of the Torah which are put in the Tefillin. And the Torah is saying that when you wear Tefillin, you should do it with the intent and the purpose to absorb the Torah Hashem and put that into your mouth. So what is the Torah Hashem? So we look at the Parshiyos, the Parsha of Shema, Bahim Shemoya, the Parshiyos of Kaddish and Rahu Kibiecho. So they contain different lessons. They talk about the oneness of Hashem. They talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. They talk about the Rosham took us out with a strong hand. Nothing could stop him. So the different messages which are there. So the Chayyarim is going to go through in Siman Chav Zayin what is the appropriate kavanah that a person is supposed to have when he wears tefillin. We did mention, we'll go through the actual language message on tomorrow inside. But to mention, as a reminder, we said by tzitzis, Neshavura says, Bidiyavid, this kavanah is not Mahakev. Brings from the Primagadim. We mentioned that the Bikur Yaakov, the Oracle Ner Sefer on Hilchos Sukkah, says that the kavanah is Mahakev, that person would sit in a sukkah, wear tefillin, wear tzitzis without this kavanah as well. Would not be yotze the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah or wearing tefillin or wearing tzitzis. A person should be extremely careful when he does these mitzvahs to make sure that he has appropriate kavanah And this can be fulfilled at the beginning of when he puts it on by having the kavanah, and then we say the ongoing wearing of it or being on the sukkah of it is all out of that original thought process. So it's appropriate by the case of sukkah. Every time a person goes into the sukkah, he should fulfill the man yidah reseichem keep a sukkah shafti. Puts on tefillin, person should have these kavanahs when he starts putting on tefillin. So where do you find these kavanahs? You find it in the paragraph that we say before we put on tefillin. So it starts off with the Shem Yuchud, which is debatable. Some the Noda Behuda was questioned very much, should a person say those words? Because that's Kabbalistic formula, which maybe you're doing more damage than good by saying it. So that's the question. But about two lines into that paragraph, it starts with the words Hinni Mechavin. I'm being Mechavin when I wear tefillin, and there it goes through these kavanas that the Chayim is going to say, based on the Beis Yosef. So that phrase over there, that Hinni Mechavin, goes through the kavanas a person has to have when he puts on tefillin. So it's very appropriate that a person should say that paragraph of Hinni Mechavin before a person puts on tefillin. Have a good morning.